Welcome to this ICT podcast, specially produced for ProfWeb. Here is Peter Rostorn on Teaching with the Web 2.0. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
What is Web 2.0 and how can it enhance teaching and learning?
Mostly, you know, in its simplest terms, I think that Web 2.0 is what's known as the read-write web. And when I say read-write web, and web 1.0 was the read web, where, you know, we'd go out to the internet with an internet browser and there was no shortage of content or resources that we could read. And what changed for web 2.0 is that the internet changed, where not only was it people could read content on the internet, but they could also start contributing themselves. Mm-hmm. And how that sort of relates to teaching. And this is where I think that the pedagogy comes in about how to use web 2.0 to enhance teaching or to enhance learning. In the sense that because the web now is read and write, you can also have your students write assignments and publish it out to the internet for everybody to see. And people are more mindful and they do a little bit better work when they know that the whole planet or they know that it's going to be reviewed.
And there's the whole aspect of social learning as well.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the social learning side of that is that, you know, anybody can then comment on a blog post. So you become more of a community where there's a certain social aspect of it. You know, the read-write web kicks in where not only are you publishing, but people are starting to comment back.
Yes, and this leads to collaboration among learners, right?
Absolutely. The collaboration happens more maybe in the wiki. One of the areas that I'm also doing work is with Wiki Educator, where what we're trying to do is we're trying to create free educational resources for the K-12, or for actually we're trying to do all curriculum by 2015 to go with the United Nations initiatives for education for all and the Millennium Development Goals. Uh-huh. And we find that the collaboration that takes place is that we're having involvement from 50 to 80 countries from all over the planet, and they're taking educational resources and recontextualizing it to their culture, translating it into their language. So that, you know, the Web 2.0 or the read-write web allows collaboration, but I don't think that we've seen before.
And that's the root of social constructivism. As you write on page 5 of your presentation there, constructivism emphasizes the collaborative nature of learning.
Absolutely. When I was doing my graduate studies, one of the areas that really caught my interest was this idea of constructivism. What I took from that is that, you know, we create our understanding based on all our previous learning, and that everybody's previous learning is different. I mean, there's not every person comes to the classroom with exactly the same life experiences and learning experiences. Mm-hmm. But from that, we construct our own knowledge, our own understanding. So the social constructivism, I see it starts to get into the side of where you're really looking at not only what you're learning yourself, but what other people are learning. And it becomes a very iterative process. And I see that blogs really facilitate that sort of iterative conversation. But also, you know, when there's a collaborative approach with a wiki, it could do the same.
To listen to the full version of this interview, go to ntic.org and check out our series of ICT podcasts. This is Raymond Quentin for La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Thanks for listening.